Y'all know this has become one of my favorite teaching communion. Praise God. I praise God for it because I believe the closer we get to the end time, we're going to understand something about communion that we never understood before. We're going to understand His presence in communion. We're going to understand what it really, truly means, and we're going to receive from it. Because I'm convinced that we're not receiving from communion like we really need to, like it was designed to. I didn't bring my communion up. Like it was really designed, what it was really designed to do for the church, for individual. But I believe God is going to reveal things for us because we're reaching for that. And anytime you reach for revelation, because we're revelatory people, and anytime you reach for revelation in anything of God, He'll reveal it to you. He will reveal it to you. On the night, let me release some prayer here first. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning rejoicing and celebrating communion. Because it's through communion we see and we understand all the things that you've done for us to make this life complete in you. And Lord, we thank you that through this meal, you prepared everything we need in this world and the world to come. And Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for opening up our eyes, revealing things to us. Hashakati omo sekeya sokotadia. Sokotania sekeya sokotadia. Yes, Lord, as you did to the walk to Emmaus, how you revealed to them and their eyes was open. Lord, we ask that you open our eyes, that we can see you as you really are in communion. And Lord, we do thank you and we do receive you in Jesus' name. You know, like I always say, in a natural meal, we expect to get some nourishment from it. We do expect that when we eat.
Yes.
And one of the things the world is such a big craze about now is eating the right food so they can get the right nourishment. You know, they're working overtime on that. But the Lord's Supper is a supernatural nourishment that not only will nourish our spirit, but our bodies too. If we think that way, if we do it with faith and think that way, that we think, you say, I can't eat too many of that or in the natural. I can't eat that. No, I know what that'll do to me. You should know what eating this spiritual meal is going to do for you. It's going to do to you. You know, God, like I said, it was time release. He released that, you know, when he break the bread with the disciples that was on their way on the road to Emmaus, they noticed him by how he broke the bread. They couldn't have known that through the natural. God at that one moment opened their eyes to see this is the way Jesus break that bread. They saw more than just breaking the bread. They got a real strong revelation. And their eyes was open. Hey, that's Jesus. Look how you break that bread. I mean, come on, people. In the natural, you break bread. You just break bread. And, you know, it's nothing in the natural you can see about that. But this one glimpse, the Lord opened their eyes that they could see something supernatural about him breaking the bread, the way he broke it. They said, oh, that's the Lord. Oh. That's God. Look at how he broke the bread, you know. Can't you see he opened their eyes for that moment? supernaturally open their eyes. Because breaking bread, you know, it wasn't, these weren't the disciples that was with him day by day and saw how he broke bread every day, you know. Because it was only when he, okay, I'm going to back out of that so I have enough time. Because I get into that, I'm going to really be. Let's go to Malachi, first chapter, and the seventh verse. You know, we're not like these people. These people couldn't see no benefit of taking the Lord's Supper. They see no benefit in it. They didn't get nothing from it. Although we don't see all that we need to see from it, we're not saying what they're saying. Okay, let's go there. Let's read this. First Malachi, how they accuse the Lord. Okay, let's start it. Let's start at the sixth verse. A son honor his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Says the Lord of hosts unto you, O priest, that despise my name. And he say, wherein have we despised their name? Now these are the accusations that the Lord has against them. He said, ye offer polluted bread upon my altar. And he say, wherein have we polluted thee? And that he say, the table of the Lord is what? Contemptible. What they're saying here, the word contemptible, means it has no use. We don't see no use. It don't benefit us. They just didn't see anything from the Lord's table. They just said it's a waste of time, and we're tired of all this sacrifice in the Lord's Supper. We're tired of it because we're not getting any benefit from it. And that spirit's kind of lingering around the church. Oh, Mary, you're right, my time. That spirit is lingering around the church. I'm not talking about this church, but I'm talking about the church as a whole. It takes, if they're taking it, they're not taking it seriously, wholehearted. Here they said, did you hear what they... In the seventh verse, they said the table of the Lord is contemptible. It's no use. We don't get no benefit from it. It's not, I've heard people say the Lord's, the word contemptible, if you feel that someone or something is contemptible, you feel strongly disliked. They disliked it. And a disrespect for them, if you feel a worthlessness. They didn't have no value. This doesn't mean something. And the church world that does this, they say, it's only just to remember the Lord, you know, like a memorial, like we had Memorial Day, you know. We barbecue and remember those that gave their lives and, you know, not in a real way. We enjoy that day more than we have the day off of work and, you know, all of the above. But these people had a strong dislike and a disrespect for the Lord's table here.
Can I read that Amplified there, Mary?
Yeah.
It says, by thinking that the table, Lord, is contemptible and may be despised.
Yeah. They did just despise doing the Lord's Supper. They did it, but they did it. And they gave him polluted bread. They did it. And so we have to be careful that we be serious. More serious about
And you gotta remember, this was the Passover. This was work.
Huh?
This was the Passover meal. This was work. I mean, they just didn't go take that was over with. They had to do all that preparing, all that food, all them days, all that feast. So it was work.
It was work, but
that's why they could despise it, which was wrong.
What? But
they didn't want to do it. I mean, well, you kind of can't get a mindset of how people were feeling, because when we do this, it don't take no effort, really.
It take effort for me.
Yeah.
When I have to come here and put that, I was so glad that David showed up this morning. It takes a lot of work for me when I have to, and remember, we only have two elements.
Mm-hmm.
But they should have been just really, all this was symbolic. All the everything they did.
I'm not saying it's not wrong for them. Of course it's wrong for the size, and I'm just saying we sometimes do things, other things, in the same contemptible way, because we don't want, like people who don't give their tithe, they don't have a revelation of what it is. And so for them to do it, they keep feeling easy and they don't want to do it. And like when God tells you to do something, you don't want to do it, so you can apply it anyway. But what you were saying about eating a natural meal, which was so good about the nutrients your body,
uh-huh.
Think about it. I enjoy eating. Do you have any in here don't enjoy eating? At times you enjoy your meal. So we should get enjoyment from doing this, and that should carry on the rest whatever we do with enjoyment. And also there's fellowship with this. With the Passover there was a lot of fellowship, and even in the upper room and everywhere there's fellowship. And we have a tendency just to do this and not like in the corporate together and fellowship with each other and fellowship with the Lord before we do it. And then fellowship with him afterwards. I don't have a tendency to really fellowship with him after I take this meal.
Well, see, we're finna walk into that. We're walking into that, that we can receive.
Yes, and that's part
all
of fellowship.
Because think about his disciples. Oh, it's just so much I want to really just throw back in here. I'm out of time.
Maybe you can have it next week, Thurston.
let's see. Which way
I never
do I
thought
go?
About
come on,
looking speak. In Malachi for the bread. Has anybody else? I haven't.
From Genesis.
I've read it, never noticed it. It's the Lord's
from
Supper.
From Genesis to Revelation.
Passover is not the Lord's Supper. But
it's the communion. It's the table. It talks about the Lord's Supper.
Yes.
From Genesis.
In every book.
Okay, what you say back? I'm sorry.
I believe it's in every book of the Bible.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
from Genesis to Revelation. It was first done when where we saw that was Abraham and Melchizedek.
Mm-hmm.
All he brought him, it wasn't all that that they had to do that you were talking about, Mary, the lamb, because they didn't have the lamb. But oh, God just gave me this revelation. Through when Abraham came from this battle, and he was worn and he was tired. And he had came from that battle of getting Lot.
Amen.
When Melchizedek met him, he only gave him bread and wine. He didn't have to give him the lamb. He didn't have to go through all the other.
Mm-hmm.
Because over in Hebrew, they opened it up to us and they said, Jesus is like unto Melchizedek.
Yes.
Ooh.
Amen.
He had the lamb there giving him the bread and
woo!
The wine.
Today
we have the Lamb giving us the bread and the wine.
Yes.
We don't have to go through the lamb, the bitter herbs, the this, that, you know. But these priests should have been, the people should have been glad to do this, because it reminded them how God brought them out of Egypt.
Yes.
You know, how he brought them out. How, I mean, said not even a dog wiggled the tail at them. I mean, didn't bark, didn't do any of thing. And they didn't come out empty-handed either.
No.
They came out in abundance.
Yes.
And so, the communion help, I wanted to get back in the New Testament. Okay, let's go to 1 Corinthians 11 chapter. Masakati shikeka kakamara shakaniya shakam. Because I want to let y'all know you're doing what you're doing when you take communion.
Yes.
Let's start at the 24th. And when he had given thanks, praise God. Father, we do give thanks for your bread. Ha pa pa shandia. And he break it and said, take, eat. This is my body. Ha pa shakatia. Which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Now, he's not asking us to remember him like memorial. He's asking us to remember him like he told him in Isaiah. Put me in remembrance of this. Put me in remembrance. And even when you read the scripture and it said, and the Lord remember, he did something. He brought victory to the...
That's right.
Even when he was down in Egypt and he said, when they start crying out and praying, and he said, and the Lord remembered. And he delivered them, got them out of there.
Yes.
So he wants us to remember him, not in the way of just memorial, like most churches do. We do this to remember, you know, memorialize him. He don't need memorialized. He's resurrected.
We need the remembrance, don't we?
Yeah.
Huh?
We need to have the remembrance for us.
Yeah.
What he's done for us.
Yeah, yeah. That true. But we need to put him in remembrance what he done for us.
Amen.
He said, put me in remembrance of what we have done for us. When we take this bread, say, Lord, you know, this body was broken for me, Lord Jesus. And he made it so personally. He said, "You." He used "you" in these scripture. He said, "You." He made it personal.
Yes.
Taking communion is personally,
yes.
But then it's also corporately. Mm-hmm. You can do it corporately. It's a corporate thing too, but it's an individual thing too. Communion. Do this, and after the manner also he took the cup. He had supped, saying, this cup is the testament in my blood. Do ye as often as ye drink it. Put me in remembrance. Okay. Lord, we remember the new covenant. For often as you drink this cup, ye do show forth the Lord's death till he come. And some parts of scripture say you do proclaims the Lord's death till he come. You're preaching. You're declaring what the death and resurrection did for us. You're telling the enemy, this did you in. This did you up. This gave us victory.
Amen.
When you drink it in faith, that's what you're telling. That's what you're proclaiming. That's what you're telling the enemy. That's what you're... So you're doing something too as you take the Lord's Supper.
Yes.
You're proclaiming.
Amen.
You're declaring.
Yes.
Oh, my time is up. Okay. Father, we do thank you for the word that was sown here today. And I do declare that it was sown on good ground. And it will bring forth. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory. Hashakati omosekeya. Kiko la 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 mashandia. Pandia, shakatia. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, I'm seeing things. Ha.